free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, December the 12th, 2018. A lot of news in the last 24 hours. Of course, we've had the, I guess we could call this Sundar's Guide to Google for Dummies. Because you must be an idiot if you really believe what he was shoveling on Capitol Hill. We're going to take a look at that in detail. We're also going to take a look at the spat that happened in the White House between President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Kind of funny to see the pictures that people had of Mike Pence kind of sitting over in the corner, you know, looking one way, looking the other, silent, not getting involved. Of course, a lot of people go, oh, look, the adult in the room. I have a different take on that. Quite frankly, I think it's time we get in the face of the Democrats and we argue for things that really matter. Instead of silently sitting on the sideline to look presidential or to look adult or to have decorum in the White House. No, we need to get in their face and we need to win this fight. And that's exactly why I don't want to see the kinds of Republicans like we've seen that Mike Pence represents, establishment Republicans who won't fight for what is important. I hope President Trump is going to fight. I hope he is going to use the military budget. He has the authority to do that. He could do something very, very important. He could, for the first time since World War II, actually use the military to defend our country instead of start another war. Wouldn't that be an amazing precedent? How about that? To say that we're going to put America first and we're going to defend America first. How about that? Defend America first. It would also set a very important precedent to say that you don't have to have unanimous consent of every single federal judge in the land for you to do your duty, President Trump. Act like Andrew Jackson, who said, okay, the Supreme Court's made their decision, let's see them enforce it. He understood that there was a division of power. And President Trump needs to understand that as well. He likes Andrew Jackson. He's got his portrait up many different places. They got a similar hairstyle. Well, take it beyond the hair. Act like him. Take charge of the presidency. Do your duty. You don't have to depend on Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. And the Republicans like Mike Pence are just going to sit there like silent dummies waiting for somebody to put their hand up their butt and make their mouth move. That's exactly what we don't need. We don't need that kind of passivity. We also have Theresa May, who is approaching, rapidly approaching May Day. There's going to be a vote to remove her. There's also going to be a vote to remove Macron. Wouldn't that be amazing if we could get rid of May and Macron by the end of the month? That's something to look forward to by the end of the year. Get rid of both of them. Theresa May, we're going to show you coming up. Theresa May is going hat in hand to the various EU officials. Of course, going to Germany because that's where the seat of the EU power is at the moment. Macron is trying to wrest it away from Merkel. I don't know if he'll become most important political figure in the EU before he's taken out or before Merkel is taken out. They're both on the ropes. The people in both countries have had enough of these two shills. Theresa May has a deal that nobody's going to vote for in the UK. As Nigel Farage pointed out, people oppose it more than 2-1, and there's a good reason for that. Nevertheless, she says, well, we'll go around and I'll talk to them. They said, we're not going to talk to you. The EU said, we've given you our best deal. We're not going to change anything. So maybe, as many people are saying, she's just trying to run the clock out, get up to the 11th hour, say there is a hard Brexit coming. You better pass this deal. You really don't want that hard Brexit. Well, she goes to Germany, and she gets locked in, literally. Just like she's locked into the EU, she gets locked into her German car in Germany under the dominance of the German people. Maybe it was intentional. You know, they got all kinds of controls in these cars now. You will be locked in the car in the future, and it will be driving you wherever they wish you to go. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, December the 12th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking about the Google hearings. Sundar thinks that you're stupid enough that you're going to believe what he's been dishing on Capitol Hill. We're going to talk about what's going on with Theresa May, trying to maneuver out of Brexit, and she can't even get out of a German car in Germany. She got locked into it, just like she has locked the UK into this bad, soft deal, and now she is trying to manipulate them at the last minute. We're going to talk about the border spat between Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer. And there's even an interesting story coming out of Catalonia. It's not just the yellow vests. And, of course, the yellow vests are spreading throughout Europe and even into Egypt. The Egyptian government has banned the sale of yellow vests because they're afraid that this is going to become a universal symbol against oppressive government. And it's not just taking away their cars. They're taking away every aspect of their economic and personal independence and freedom. That's what people are really pushing back against. The car is a symbol of that. The yellow vests were a symbol of them being able to afford private transportation to go where they want, live where they want. That's why this is so important. It's very big. It's just like the immigration issues. We're going to talk about what happened in the attack in Strasbourg, France. Is it a Muslim war, an Islamicist war on Christmas? The real war on Christmas. Yeah, Fox News, it's not just the snowflakes out there being triggered by stuff. No, this is a trigger man who is literally killing people. Because Islam is an ideology of hate. All these people who are so upset and looking for hate everywhere, but they just can't seem to see it when it happens with the Islamists, with the jihadists. They don't see it. They turn a blind eye to it. But while they're ferreting it out in everybody else's lives, every little tiny micro aggression that they can find in everybody's life, but when it is right in front of them, when these people are shooting and killing because of a religious, political, legal, cultural ideology of hate, it's got all of that there for all of the groups that the Democrats say that they love so much. From women to homosexuals. The Muslims hate them. It's part of Islam. It is an ideology. It's not a people. It's an ideology. But we're not allowed to hate that hateful ideology. We got to find other ideologies to hate. That's the important part. That's the misdirection. That's the gaslighting. I think we ought to call Google. It's not a search engine, folks. It is a propaganda machine. And so I think we ought to call it Gaslight, not Google. We're going to show you some interesting things from the hearing yesterday. Alex Jones was there. We'll have a clip of what he had to say there as well. So we got a lot of news to cover. What I was going to say is in Catalonia and Spain, they had another demonstration there. They took over the roads and they opened up the tolls and let people go through for free. Yeah, it's about freedom. It's about freedom from taxation. It's about freedom from the control of big corporations because that's who runs the toll roads. One of the biggest toll road corporations in the world is based in Spain. They own the toll roads here in Texas, They own the first toll roads that they're putting in North Carolina, as I was leaving, being run by a Spanish corporation. And so these people in Catalonia said, we're tired of sending our money to a Spanish corporation. They don't build roads for us. They just take our money on these corporate-owned roads, which is a lesson for us on the information highway when we look at Google as well. Before we get into these stories, though, I just want to do kind of a follow-up on what I talked about yesterday. The fact that we had Kavanaugh, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Monday. The week is going by very quickly. Kavanaugh caved on Planned Parenthood. Took a powder, walked away. Because in the aftermath of what was exposed, Center for Medical Progress doing a sting showing Planned Parenthood, oh yes, they're for women's health, right? That's why they fought so hard after the woman who was a woman of color, a refugee, an immigrant, and she died under the so-called care of Kermit Gosnell. Why? Because they couldn't get any gurneys into his abortion clinic. The doorways were too narrow. After that abomination, and he was, that was one of the murders for which he was convicted, Kermit Gosnell. After that happened here in Texas, they said, well, we're going to make sure that if this is about women's health, we want to make sure that they're going to be able to help women. And if they're going to do surgical procedures, that's what abortion is, in their clinics, then we're going to make sure that they have doorways and hallways that are wide enough that ambulance people can get through the hallways and get somebody out. And then we had abortion Barbie, Wendy Davis, do a marathon filibuster with a diaper on while the Satanists outside were screaming Hail Satan at the Christians who were singing Amazing Grace. That was the scene here in Texas as a result of that. She then ran for governor and went down in flames big time. But nevertheless, all these people who say it's about women's health, they fight it to the nth degree. And so in the wake of that, you had a couple of states that passed regulations saying, because we have seen Planned Parenthood executives at the highest level offering to procure baby parts, you tell us what you want, we'll get that for you for money. I need a Lamborghini. Yeah, that's what I want. Because of that, we're not going to pretend that there's two different parts of Planned Parenthood and that these funds don't flow from one side to the other. As they say, it's fungible, right? Doesn't really matter if you get your gold and a coin or a bar, it's still gold, right? And it's still murder when Planned Parenthood does it and you give them your gold. And so they said, we're not going to allow any state funding of that. They fought it in court. The lower courts agreed with Planned Parenthood. It was supposed to go to the Supreme Court. And yet you had Kavanaugh and John Roberts shut it down, say, we're not interested in hearing that. And so fine, we're not interested in babies. We're not interested. It shouldn't be. We just don't care, right? Except then, as I go home and look at this story that broke yesterday afternoon after I talked about that. In Michigan, investigators say they've discovered the remains of 300 fetuses and infants stored in leaky plastic containers at a cemetery in suburban Detroit. Why should that be a problem, right? We don't care. We don't care. Is it a problem because they didn't harvest the parts properly? Is this a lost economic opportunity? Why should this be a problem? Why should this be a moral outrage? I don't know. There's all of these, this cognitive dissonance, isn't there, with abortion. You shoot a pregnant woman and you kill the baby, you get two charges of murder. One for the mother, one for the baby. But it's okay. The mother can kill the baby. Up to a certain point. And then there's some kind of magical border that gets crossed. They say the cemetery is barred from any new business while the case is pending. The suspension comes 5 days after regulators say they discovered 27 containers and took other enforcement steps. Most of the remains came from a funeral home in Detroit whose license was suspended weeks ago. Records show the remains should have been buried or cremated, some of them as far back as 2009. So I don't know that these came from an abortion clinic. They might have been babies and infants who passed away. They decided, well, since they're just babies and infants, they don't get that kind of treatment. And yet they're going to do something about this because they didn't show proper respect to the dead bodies. How can this be? How can we have this kind of double standard here? And then in addition to that, we have Cardinal Pell, who went back to Australia because they got rid of the statute of limitations that protects sexual predators like our politicians. That's why the politicians put it in there. People like Dennis Hastert, who was Speaker of the House for the GOP for a very, very long time. Longest that they've ever had a speaker in position. Dennis Hastert, the pedophile. Those people like that want to make sure that there is no statute of limitations, because if you make sure that there is a statute of limitations, it's very short. You get rid of that, things like this happen. You have the Vatican's third most powerful official extradited back to Australia, found guilty on all charges of child abuse, sexual abuse. Maybe that's why the Pope wants to say, take out of the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. You got to get that out of there. They got lots of temptations in the Vatican. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is Red Pill Plus, now with energy, is 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It appears that Google's office in China's Silicon Valley, Beijing, is on fire. And I retweeted Lionel's tweet. He showed a picture of the building on fire, fire on top of the roof, and he goes, I know what you're all thinking. Get everybody out of there before the building collapses in its own footprint. Because, you know, that's what steel skyscrapers always do. They immediately collapse into their own footprint. Exactly. Of course, maybe that's some Chinese distance way of saying, liar, liar, pants on fire, to Sundar. And we're going to have his guide for Google for Dummies. This is what was presented yesterday. It was kind of the outline notes for Sundar Pichai's new book, I think, Google for Dummies. You must be an idiot if you believe the idiot search results that you get out of Google. I think maybe we need to go back and look at the slogan for Google. Remember, we had Steve Jobs say, yeah, don't be evil, right, and mock them at a meeting that happened with Apple employees several years before Steve Jobs died. We had Alex Jones going down the hallway trolling them, saying, you are evil. Why? Because of what they are doing to their own people and what they're doing here in America as well. But we can see how they are helping the Chinese to come after their own people, to track them, to report the information to the Chinese government, and to censor information from the people, because that's just as important as tracking them. You know, first of all, shutting down any information that they're going to get that's going to be true, not letting people talk about what's going on. Remember, we had, I think it was BuzzFeed that said that it was Facebook's fault what was going on in France. Facebook should never have let the French people be able to talk about what Macron was doing to them. That's the same kind of mentality that you see from BuzzFeed, from Daily Beast, from Google, from the Chinese dictators. Don't let the people know what we're doing to them. Hide that information from them. Don't let them discuss that. Don't let them organize against the government. We will control the narrative. Yeah, that is the outer limits of where we are, folks. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. You know, for the next few years, up until 2030, everything that you see and hear will be controlled by us until we get physical control of you. And so, you know, their motto was, don't be evil. Maybe we just misread that. Remember when George H.W. Bush said, read my lips, no new taxes. And after he cynically raised taxes higher than anybody ever had in the past, people were saying, maybe we just misunderstood him. Maybe there were some commas that were missing. Read my lips, comma, no, comma, new taxes. Or, read my lips, Newt, new taxes. Well, maybe we misread the motto from Google. Maybe it should be, don't, Beijing evil. And that's really what is going on here. But there was an interesting speech that was given by Sundar Pichai before he was presenting the lies that he told yesterday on Capitol Hill. And it was actually before he became CEO of Google. He was then, at the time, head of Google Chrome. And he got up and he told a little story about cockroaches. And he called it the cockroach theory for self-development. At a restaurant, a cockroach suddenly flew in from somewhere and sat on a lady. And she started screaming out of fear. With a panic-stricken face and a trembling voice, she started jumping. With both her hands, she desperately tried to get rid of the cockroach. Her reaction was contagious, as everyone in her group also got panicky. The lady finally managed to push the cockroach away, but it landed on another lady in the group, and on and on. Finally, a waiter comes along, catches the cockroach, and takes it out, right? stops the thing. He says, sipping my coffee and watching in amusement, the antenna of my mind picked up a few thoughts and started wondering, was the cockroach responsible for the histrionic behavior? He said, it is not the cockroach, but the inability of those people to handle the disturbance caused by the cockroach that disturbed the ladies. Ooh, wait a minute. Is there some kind of an application here to the fact that we have to have Google ferret out anything that offends any of these microaggressions that are like cockroaches in the lives of the snowflakes out there? And they have to shut this down to protect everybody? Well, when Sundar was telling the story a few years ago, you know, before he became Google CEO, before all of the microaggression snowflake culture exploded on us, and they used that as a justification to do what they wanted to, he was telling people, hey, get a life. No hysterics, no histrionics. He said, I realize that it is not the shouting of my father or my boss or my wife that disturbs me, but it's my inability to handle disturbances caused by their shouting that disturbs me. Oh, say, it's your problem. Get a handle on your life, snowflakes. That's basically what he ought to tell these people, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that because he goes on, and I think he kind of tips his hand as to where this guy's going later on. Oh, I could use that, right? I could use that panic. And I can use it to control the things that I want in my lifetime. Because, of course, this was pre-Snowflake. He wouldn't say something like that in today's environment because, you know, we all have to be worried about the little cockroaches that we imagine. Even if they're imaginary cockroaches, we all should be very upset about that. And we got to do something about it. There he is, the cockroach. And a real cockroach. Anyway, he says, more than the problem, it's my reaction to the problem that creates chaos in my life. And he goes, you have to take control because responses must always be well thought out. And I think he has thought out his responses to this imaginary cockroach problem that they seem to be trying to stomp out on the internet everywhere. He's found a way to use that to take control of the situations in his life. He can use the histrionics of people to try to justify his censorship. And what is the end result of this? Again, first of all, let's take a look at the human rights. We'll take a look at the defense of what he's trying to do and so forth. But as we have the article on Infowars.com, over 60 groups accuse Google of facilitating repressive state censorship. This is a Intercept article. Coalition of more than 60 leading groups from countries across the world have joined forces to blast the internet giant Google for failing to address concerns about the secretive China project known as Dragonfly. They said there is a real risk that Google would directly assist the Chinese government in arresting or imprisoning people simply for expressing their views online, making the company complicit in human rights violations. Folks, that's already happening. Come on. That's happening now in China. They are assisting them. The question is, are they going to do that here in America? That's the real issue. They said in their 900-word letter that Google's China strategy is reckless. They put pressure on CEO Sundar Pichai, who is due to appear Tuesday. And then, of course, he appeared Tuesday, and he pushed back on that, even as House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy called him out on it. Oh, yeah, no problem with that. I'll give you his prevarications when we return. Stay with us.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is Red Pill Plus, now with energy, is 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 2018 has been an incredible year. As we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
Everybody knows it. history documents it, but there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. It is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands. InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalist and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands, and we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and funding InfoWar, a true 360 win.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yesterday, Google's CEO was asked very pointed questions about human rights violations that they're facilitating for China. And, of course, they're violating our human rights here in America. I'm going to tell you, however, some of the apologists for them, not only Democrats that they have bought and paid for, but also a lot of conservatives and libertarians say, oh, you can't regulate them. And I think that has the First Amendment backwards. The First Amendment is a prohibition against government making laws to suppress free speech and freedom of religion. It doesn't say that they can't make laws to enforce free speech and to enable that. We've already had Supreme Court decisions that did exactly that back in 1946. They said, even if you own the public square, even if the public square is privately owned, and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and others have said that public square is their business model. If you own the public square privately, you cannot censor free speech. I think it's the same misunderstanding that we see from a lot of people who seem to think that the prohibition against establishment government establishing a religion means that individuals cannot freely exercise their religion. And so you have organizations that call themselves the Freedom from Religion group. There's actually an organization called Freedom from Religion. That's not what the First Amendment says. It does not support freedom from religion. It supports the free expression and the free exercise of religion. And so the First Amendment supports the free expression of you and I in the public square. And laws that would support that would keep a private corporation from stealing that very, very valuable property of ours, our personal rights, is something that I think is important. And I think that is lost on Reason, on Cato, on the Koch brother axis. They don't understand the true import of that. They get that backwards, just like the virulent secularists who think that the First Amendment is about freedom from religion. The First Amendment is not about freedom from free speech. It's about making sure that the government protects our rights. And I have people saying this. I had somebody on Twitter yesterday say, well, you don't understand. We don't want government doing this. And these are private corporations and so forth. It's like, get over your Randian fantasies, your Ayn Rand, and making a god out of every corporate CEO. You know, people, by their nature, are evil. That's why we have government. You know, that's what the founder says, what Madison said. He said, if we were angels, we wouldn't need to have government. But because we are not angels, and because we have people running the government, we need to keep an eye on them. We need to have transparency. We need to have some restrictions about what they're going to do, and we need to enforce those rules. And I said, you know, we create governments to protect our human rights. And we don't want government stealing it, but we have a government there to keep other people from stealing our stuff as well, like our free speech. And if the government doesn't do it, we have the right and duty to alter or abolish it. And I said, you know, if you want more information, go back and read Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. That's the founding principles for this country that we have now forgotten. Nevertheless, let's get back to what he actually had to say about human rights violations. And, of course, months ago, we had the information come out about Dragonfly, how they were working with the Chinese government to blacklist websites. Oh, in China, of course. Only in China. Never would blacklist websites here in the United States, right? Yeah. How they would blacklist search terms about democracy in China, or about religion, or peaceful protests, or human rights, or even Winnie the Pooh. Because the dictator god, Xi Jinping, took offense at a meme. So no Winnie the Pooh search terms. Shut that down. The great firewall of China that Google has participated in order to do business there. So Kevin McCarthy says to Sundar yesterday, he says, right this very second, China's authoritarian system detains more than a million religious minorities in re-education camps. Mr. Pichai, I urge you to reflect on that fact and on the promise your company made when it pulled out of China in 2010. I applauded you for that move in 2010. Back then, Google promised it would not censor its search results in China or compromise its commitment to a free and open internet. In light of the recent events, I think the American people deserve to know. Has something changed? If so, what? Well, that's a rhetorical question, of course. What has changed is that they have a new kid in charge. Sundar is in charge. And then he goes on to say, well, right now, there are no plans for us to launch a search product in China. So in other words, he doesn't rule it out. Right now, there's not. That's the way these guys wiggle, isn't it? And as The Intercept had also pointed out, they said it's what it's going to do. Now, again, you had people inside Google, not as many as opposed Google working with the U.S. government, but they opposed them working with the Chinese government. They were going to be working with the Pentagon, purportedly, on things that weren't going to be spying on people. I have my doubts about that as well. I think we have to be concerned about the surveillance of our own citizens. I think we have to not be complacent, especially in light of what we've seen from Snowden, what we've seen in terms of the attacks on Assange, in terms of what we have seen as to where this is coming from the Atlantic Council, from NATO, from these neocon military-industrial companies. They are the source of this censorship, so we should be very concerned about this. I know the military contracts from the Pentagon appeared on the surface to be innocuous, but I also know what is being revealed in terms of their connection. You know, CrowdStrike was a company that was funded by Google. CrowdStrike was the private contractor for the DNC that said, we've looked at it and we've determined that it was Russians that hacked the system and turned over all this dirt about Hillary Clinton. That is true, by the way. True, what she did to Bernie Sanders. True, what she did in the DNC to rig that. But it was a private contractor working for them, CrowdStrike, that was funded by Google. Their CEO is a guy who came from the Atlantic Council. Isn't that interesting? All these things tied together. It's like a little Dickens novel where everybody is connected to everybody else, isn't it? And so as that was happening, they were telling the FBI, these are not the disk drives that you're looking for. Go away, go away. And the FBI goes, yes, yes, Jedi mind trick. And they went away. And so we know exactly what they're doing. We know who's behind it. And as I said, in China, this dragonfly thing that they say now they have stopped this. Yeah, you can believe that, sure. It links Chinese user searches to their personal cell phone numbers. It stores people's search records inside the data centers of a Chinese company in Beijing or Shanghai. And, of course, it will be accessible to China's authoritarian Communist Party government. You are not going to do business in China if you don't play by their rules. And if you don't turn over information to them. I mean, this is part of the China price. You come in here, you want to start a car factory, GM? Well, you turn over your, you have a Chinese partner. And you let that Chinese partner see all of your proprietary plans, all your patents, your copyrights, your designs for your automobiles. And then they do a replica of that and they release it before you put out your car on the street in China. That's already happened to GM. So they always have a Chinese partner and they always know everything that you're doing. And if you're going to do business in China, you're going to be having a partnership with the Chinese government. But Google pretends otherwise, says Sundar. The Intercept said there's a real risk that Google would directly assist the Chinese government in arresting or imprisoning people simply for expressing their views online, making the company complicit in human rights violations. Of course it will. Alex Jones was there yesterday, and he was chasing them down the hall. Let's play just a little bit of this as we go to break, and we'll play the rest of it for you when we come back. Here's Alex Jones. There he is, that smirking fascist, Sundar Pichai. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Christmas is just around the corner, and at InfoWarsStore.com we have our 12 Days of Christmas sale. We have our InfoWars Life products, 50% off, our storable food, 50% off. Again, it keeps for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO, resealable after you open it. Massive sales and discounts, some items up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. That's our reward system for frequent customers. You can use that to get discounts in the future. And you get a free t-shirt with every order. Today, we're offering a free mystery shirt with every order. Kind of a grab bag. And we have daily specials every one of these 12 days of Christmas as well. Today, the daily special, 24-hour special, 60% off Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. Again, that's only going to last for 24 hours. You know, it's very important to have your support, and you've been very good about supporting us, and we really do appreciate that. When we look at what's going on with Google, part of the questioning focused on their attempts to shut down advertising for Breitbart. So we're going to ban Breitbart advertising. That's a very real threat, because if you're an online organization and pretty much everything you do is your website, pretty much all your advertising is going through AdSense, which is owned by Google. They pretty much have a monopoly on online advertising. And, of course, it's not just Breitbart. They've done it to WND. They've done it to InfoWars. That's why it's important for you to go straight to our store, InfoWarsStore.com. Bypass Google. You're not going to be seeing ads from us. I mean, they shut down our ads, wouldn't let us serve our ads on other people's sites, even though the store site, InfoWars Store, has nothing at all political on it. It's simply about your health and preparedness products. Oh, but it funds us. Just like you have the banks coming after Gab, saying we're not going to let you accept payments and so forth, or coming after gun retailers or gun manufacturers. We're going to shut down the services of these people. Folks, if you let them take away your First and Second Amendment rights like that, your basic human rights, they just become a useless piece of paper. And they can work together, the government censors, the government authoritarians, people who want to take away your fundamental rights. They work together in a public-private partnership. They love to talk about public-private partnerships. Everywhere you go, there's public-private partnerships. They've got public-private partnerships to do our infrastructure. Well, they've got a public-private partnership to take down our infrastructure, to take down our internet infrastructure, to take down our infrastructure of freedom and human rights. It is a public-private partnership. You need to understand where this is coming from. You need to understand it's not just Google. Yeah, they're the ones doing it, but they're doing it at the behest of Democrats and Republicans who are part of the deep state establishment. And it is an economic boycott. It is a silent boycott. It's very rare, and actually they didn't go through it, but I'm sure that they're probably shadow banning. I've had Joseph Fair on with WND. He says, yeah, we've seen how our engagement has been cut down by them. They're doing a shadow banning to everybody if they don't outright ban you. But, of course, they outright banned InfoWars on YouTube. What do you think they're doing on their search results for InfoWars? What do you think, huh, when they ban us completely on YouTube? Without explanation. I never got an explanation. Never was given an explanation. Never had a single strike against my content taken down. No explanation ever given, no matter how many times we filed an appeal. That is the arrogance of this stuff. Going back to Alex Jones, we're talking about what Google is doing in terms of working with one of the most authoritarian regimes on the planet, China, to track and to attack their citizens, to keep them in the dark, to cover their eyes, to cover their ears, and to make sure that they can't say anything that the government doesn't want. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Oh, don't be evil, right? That's what Google says. Well, here's what Alex Jones did at the hearing following Sundar Pichai down the hall, saying that he is working with the Chinese communists. Of course he is. And he just smirks. Watch his face as we roll this clip.
You're in a hallway, you're in a public hallway. You're gonna be arrested. That's enough. You're making too much noise.
So Google's not evil, though, officer?
I'm not saying that. Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control.
Yeah, he's not concerned about that.
Thank you. I just was taking my free speech away and lied about me, so I need to stand up to him.
I'm not worried about that.
They're gonna talk about me in this committee. Yes, sir, I understand. They're gonna talk about me in this committee.
I'm not worried about that. I'm the hall monitor. I'm the crossing guard.
I don't get a day in court.
Don't cross me.
They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps round up political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they've tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives. Apple and Tim Cook has said he wants censorship worldwide. They're working with the communist Chinese that have killed five times what Hitler did.
We need to get some sort of decorum. The United States Congress.
Again, Google is
to the left or to the right.
Okay, Google is evil. And they're censoring.
Alex Jones. Everybody against the wall. Do not block passage.
So here you go. We're attempting to have free speech. They silence us on the internet so they can build strong men and lie about it.
Yeah, that's right. I look at that clip. And what Alex is saying is exactly right, but what really bothers me is that guy in the uniform. I am the hall monitor. I have power. You know, I don't really care what Google is doing to you. I don't care what they're doing to the Constitution. I don't care what they're doing to my freedoms. I've got a little job here, and I've got power. I'm the hall monitor. I'm the crossing guard. This is how they get away with this kind of stuff. People like him and people like Reason, Cato Institute, Koch Brothers, and others who are apologizing for all this. But before we get into that, I want to also play for you the clip as you had one of the representatives. Let's play the clip where they're talking to Sundar and asking him, why is it that when I go to your search engine, I type in the word idiot, I get nothing but pictures of President Trump? Why is that? That doesn't happen with other search engines. Here's what Sundar had to say about that when he was explaining Google for the dummies. Here's Sundar.
I lead this company without political bias and work to ensure that our products continue to operate that way.
Oh, yeah.
To do otherwise
no political bias.
Would be against our core principles and our business interests.
We need to be sure that any political bias within Google's workforce does not creep into its search products.
If you Google the word idiot under images, a picture of Donald Trump comes up. I just did that.
If you're getting bad press articles and bad search results, don't blame Google or Facebook or Twitter. Consider blaming yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's the Democrat apologist. Blame yourself. If you get bad search, if you type in the word idiot, that's your problem. And I think really it is. Well, what they really should do, if they're going to be honest about it, if you're going to use the Google search engine, if you think that Google is a search engine instead of a propaganda tool, instead of putting up a bunch of pictures of President Trump like Google does, what it should do is it should somehow put up a mirror. So you type in idiot, you see a picture of yourself because you think that Google is a search engine. Now, we've got some clips here the guys put together. You can see, show them what you get with Google. You get nothing but pictures of Trump. But you don't get that with DuckDuckGo or Bing or with Yahoo. Show the other search engines and what you get with them. You don't get exclusively pictures of President Trump when you go to these other search engines. You get other things. So it is a problem that is unique to Google. Now, Sundar explained that for the dummies there. He said that this is how we work. So here's the explanation. Google for dummies. He said, we provide search today for any time you type in keyword. We as Google, we have gone out and crawled and stored copies of billions of web pages in our index. We take the keyword, we match it against web pages, and we rank them based on over 200 signals, things like relevance, freshness, popularity, how other people are using it, and so forth. These are all objective guidelines. No, they're not. You ranked them. You've got an algorithm that you wrote. You've got certain factors that you put into your model, into your algorithm that identify these things. It's not objective. He's basically ducking the DuckDuckGo results, isn't he? Because you don't get that when you go to DuckDuckGo. You don't even get that when you go to Bing or Yahoo or any of these. It's exclusive to Yahoo. Oh, but trust our algorithm. Trust our model. It's totally unbiased, he said. If you believe that, you are the idiot. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is Red Pill Plus, now with energy, is 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 2018 has been an incredible year. As we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalist. So I'm going to say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential, and down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshipers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hi.
defend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
I'm going to take a look at the defenders of Sundar yesterday, both on Capitol Hill and in the press in just a moment. But before we do, let's take a look real quickly at some of the best questions to him that were put together by Breitbart. That said, the five best challenges posed to Google's CEO. First one was from Matt Gaetz. He said, there's talk of suppressing conservative speech by employees in Google. Of course, more than talk, there's actually records where they were talking about that. A little conspiracy, you might say. He said, why wouldn't that be something that you would launch an internal investigation in? And why wouldn't you publish those reports? Why wouldn't you sanction those employees that may or may not be engaged in proper conduct so that we can all be involved in the experience? If you don't do that, how can I have confidence that you're protecting the sanctity of your system? The sanctity of Google, the inter sanctum sanctorum of the so-called search engine. Google is not a search engine. There is nothing sacred about Google. They happen to be a gigantic company that everybody's afraid of, that many people want to profit from. People are afraid that they're going to shut us down. We're past that point, folks. Long ago, even before they shut us down, we realized that if we bow down to this for access, we're done. You bow down to politicians for access, you're done. You bow down to search engines for access, you're done. You can always lie to yourself, and you can say down the road, I'm going to just keep towing the line and kowtowing to these tyrants so that I can have a voice, so that I can say something. And then one day, I'm going to do something about it. And you know what? Every day, that one day gets further away. It doesn't get closer. It keeps getting further and further away. You tell yourself that lie for access. It's time for everybody to start boycotting Google. Go to other search engines that don't rig the results, that don't cooperate with China or with the military-industrial complex, these people who are running a coup, a silent coup, a much more sophisticated coup. So here in America, they have to disguise what they're doing. They don't have to do that in China. They can do it out in the open. So we know exactly what this is going to be. I mean, after they announced their social credit scores, it wasn't but a couple of months after that that we saw internal records that, oh, by the way, they've already got their social credit scores already set up with Apple, with Facebook, and others. They're already tracking you with that. You don't think they're doing, you don't think Google is doing that as well? So anyway, he goes, why wouldn't you do that investigation? Why wouldn't you be concerned about that? Great point. Jim Jordan talks about Google's efforts to boost the Latino vote in key states, that we got a lot of emails about that, right? And so there was a back and forth where they said, we are going to boost the Latino vote in key states. And even after that happened, they came back and said, gee, you know, we have to do something next time. So that's a little bit more effective. We wanted to make that happen, but it didn't happen to the degree that we wanted it. For example, you would go back. This is an email that was part of the 2016 election. They were going to do things like support partners like Voto Latino, pay for rides to the polls in key states. This was Google's head of multicultural marketing, Eliana Murillo. She described this as a silent donation. It was a silent donation. It was a silent donation. It was a donation that avoided the federal election commission's rules, right? These are in-kind political donations. But they had some outright political donations to some of their shills in Congress, people like Jerry Nadler. And we'll go over that when we come back. But yeah, let's we'll talk about these pointed questions to Sundar Pichai. The responses, the lying responses that he gave. We'll talk about the shills for him, both in the Democrat and the Republican Party. And then we're going to get into the false flag. Was it a false flag at the Strasbourg market, or was it a Muslim attack? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In congressional hearing yesterday, there were some interesting pointed questions given to Google's CEO. We had Matt Gaetz saying, you know, if you knew about these kind of conspiracies within the company to try to shut down people that they didn't agree with politically, people that they didn't agree with culturally, whatever, why wouldn't you be interested in finding out about that? Why wouldn't you take action against those employees if you say that that doesn't reflect your company's values? Why wouldn't you expose that rather than have that exposed by whistleblowers inside the company? And then we had Jim Jordan cite the emails that surfaced earlier this year where they were, we had the Google's head of multicultural marketing, Eliana Murillo, said they'd supported partners like Vote Latino for paying for rides to the polls in key states. She called it a silent donation. And then Jim Jordan asked Google's CEO, does she do good work? Do you like what she does? Are you familiar with her work? And he says, you praised her work the day after the 2016 election. In a four-page email, she wrote about her work with the Latino vote. And she said, even Sundar gave our effort a shout out. Is she referring to you there? And he says, oh no, that was a mistranslation of what she had to say. It's a translation issue. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Lost in translation, even though Google has a translation function on it, right? He said, however, Jordan went on and said, Murillo noted that we pushed to get out the Latino vote with our features in key states. He says, does that we refer to Google? And Sundar says, Congressman, we're very concerned over allegations like that. Our team looked into it. He goes, I'm not asking you that question. I'm asking, is it fair to say that the we in both sentences refers to the company, Google? Sundar says, as Google, we wouldn't participate in any partisan efforts in any civic process. Oh, yeah, that's right. They would never donate to politicians. They would never rig the vote. They would never try to do a silent donation. They would never do that in violation of FEC laws, right? And, of course, the Congress isn't going to do anything to them because the Congress ultimately, even though they might ask them these pointed questions, I think most of them are afraid. Maybe not Jim Jordan, but the rest of them are. Google leadership vowed to take action to ensure the 2018 election turned out to be differently. Pichai said at the meeting that the misinformation that was propagated by low-information voters can be addressed through Google's development of artificial intelligence and machine learning. So we're going to make sure that we don't lose. You know, they were very upset about the fact that they, even with all their efforts to make silent donations to the Democrats' efforts to get out the vote and so forth, that they didn't get their desired result, which was Hillary as president. They were very, very upset about that. We've seen the released video where they were wringing their hands, where they said, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again. We're going to inform the voters. We're going to make sure that we silence organizations like InfoWars and Alex Jones 2 months, 3 months actually before the election. Then 2 months later, they silence another 800 organizations. They're going to make sure that they have low information voters that were going to go to the poll. You're only going to hear one side of this. They're not a search engine. They are a propaganda machine. Lamar Smith brought up a report from Dr. Robert Epstein about Google's ability to swing votes, and a report from PJ Media about the dominance of liberal media outlets in search results, talking about how if you look at the search results, it pushes up liberal sources. Now, we have a Democrat congressman who came up with just the opposite statement. Again, putting out a lie in order to try to counterbalance actual analysis. He says, well, I saw this, and I saw more articles about myself up here in conservative news outlets than I did at MSNBC. I don't know that MSNBC even has much of a web presence at all. They said, I did interviews on MSNBC, and I saw them reported on Daily Caller and Breitbart and other conservative organizations. What's the matter with that? Why can't you control that? Why can't you shut that down? Demanding for more of this, even though in reality it is highly skewed toward the liberal establishment legacy media. And so anyway, Lamar Smith talks about that. He talks about Robert Epstein, his report about how Google can swing voters by, again, controlling the information that they see, controlling the narrative. He said, Americans deserve the facts objectively reported. And that's the key thing, folks. They're not objective. They're not a search engine. They are a propaganda machine. It is closed loop control of the narrative. That's why I was saying yesterday, MKUltra was mind control. This is mind control. MKUltra is far more extensive. It's being conducted on everybody. Of course, they have their devices that will actually have a physiological, measured physiological effect on kids who use them several hours a day. You can actually see the shrinking cortex. So we get people like Alexandria Occasional Cortex. But anyway, Louis Gohmert goes on and says, we have Google giving preferential treatment to Wikipedia. It's not reliable. It's not objective. Wikipedia isn't. I mean, you can see this very clearly. He says, you are putting unreliable information from Wikipedia at the top of most search results. Yeah, you just go to Google, and that's the first thing you get. As a matter of fact, on my phone, when I type in search results, if I'm on Google, it will throw up the Wikipedia article and offer that as a single response. And I've changed my search engine now to DuckDuckGo as a the default. But anyway, that's what they do. They actually throw that up there as the single source of information. He said, your partnership with the Southern Poverty Law Center also is suspicious. But he says, Wikipedia gets a trusted spot when Wikipedia slanders or libels someone, and you're the one that has trusted them above any other entity. You ought to be liable. This time, Google was actually not immune, so that people can hold you accountable. He's exactly right. Of course, they have no political bias. They're not interested in the fact that staff wanted to, and this is in the words of Daily Mail. Daily Mail calls Breitbart a far-right site. And they say Google staff wanted to strangle far-right site Breitbart's access to advertising cash on moral grounds. And even somebody that is far to the left, like the Daily Mail, says that. So they urged other staff to squash its revenue by blocking it from AdSense, Google's advertising program, which dominates digital advertising. After Breitbart published the emails, the internal emails, they kind of backed off on that. But in light of all of that, we have people like I said before, Reason Magazine, Cato Institute, Koch Brothers, don't do any regulation. Do we really want regulation by federal and state government of today's disruptive technologies? This is technology. Bow down and worship. You know, the approach that Reason is taking on this is the same kind of approach, as I said before, that we hear from people who are gun controllers. They are speech controllers. And they want to say, well, it's a whole new day now because we have this internet thing. And so your free speech rights don't apply. We have this drug war thing. So your rights against search and seizure and intrusion into your home, that doesn't apply anymore. And we don't have the Second Amendment anymore because we're not talking about muzzle-loading rifles. We're talking about assault rifles, whatever that is. We're talking about AR-15s or AK-47s or semi-automatic pistols. They don't even use that term. I guess they're assault pistols or something. But the technology has changed. It's too dangerous. You know, this speech is privately owned by Google. Google owns the internet, says Reason. We must shut this down. The most important thing they said about today's appearance before Congress by Google CEO Sundar is the simple fact that it took place at all. The tech sector may not only be resigned to federal regulation, but they might be possibly excited by the opportunity to help write the rules that will govern their part of the economy. See, they own that part of the economy. Back off. Google owns the internet, say the so-called libertarians. This is why I don't call myself a libertarian. My handle on Twitter is Libertarian, because I care about liberty, not about some hokey third party or some Cato Institute that is sold out to the big business interests of this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sale ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Quislings being the ones who identify themselves as supporting individual liberty or supporting freedom, conservatives, libertarians, people like Reason Magazine. They say, do we really want regulation by federal and state governments of today's disruptive technologies? And again, they say, well, it's kind of interesting that Sundar would even show up. You know, he should have said, who is John Galt? And just walked out, right? Because he's above the government. This is the fatal flaw for these apologists for corporatism. They push for the unequal trade that the globalists have enacted on us. They completely blind, even after 25, 30 years of what this has done to our economy. We'll not look at the results of that. We'll not look at the results of what open borders have done to us. I understand. I don't want government telling me where I can and cannot go. That's why I oppose the agenda surrounding smart cities, the UN 2030 agenda that wants to lock us in driverless cars, the same way that Theresa May got locked into her car, couldn't get out when she went to meet with Angela Merkel. I got that coming up here for you in a moment. But I don't want to be told where and when I can go places, but I understand at the same time that if we have an unconstitutional welfare system, and we also open that up to anybody and everyone who wants to come here and get a free education, free health care, free welfare at our expense, that it will collapse this economy. The globalists understand that. And we have these Quislings who continue to push for open borders like Reason Magazine that think that you can't see this happening. And they think that you can't see what's going on, the danger of what's going on with Google. I do agree with them that Google is going to be there to help to write the rules. Of course they are. Corporations, big corporations, and back when the libertarians were doing their job, they would always point out that regulation of industries typically is written by the big guys to keep the little guys out, to make sure they don't have any competition, to saw off the lower rungs of the ladder so that you don't climb up it. I mean, you see it happening at the local level. Look at the regulations for new restaurants, written by existing restaurants. And they say, well, we don't want people to have a bad experience in a restaurant, so we're going to have all these new regulations put in for people who are coming into business, even though we're already in business and so forth. They invite that type of thing. You have the banking organization, the big banks come in, and they have people like Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats who got their golden parachute for writing that, putting in the Consumer Protection, Financial Protection Board. And then go off to get rewarded for that. You had the Frank Dodd Act, Barney Frank and Chris Dodd, that write that for the big banks. And they put all kinds of regulatory hurdles on the little guys. And they went out of business by the hundreds every year. Remember at the end of the year, we'd have Drudge Report. This many, 150 banks this year, 170 banks that year, all went out of business. Why? Because they could no longer afford to comply with all the onerous regulations that were put on. The big banks could. And then once the big banks drive out the little banks and they say, you know what, there's just too much regulation here. Look at all the people who've gone out of business. And it's really affecting our bottom line. So I think we need to rewrite that now that we don't have any competition. That's exactly why Google is there. They did get that part of it right. They are going to help to write. They will not help. They will write the rules that govern the Internet, because that's their part of the economy, as Reason says. You know, we have this blind spot for these doctrinaire libertarians who put too much emphasis on Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. And they think that corporations can do no evil. You know, the socialists think the government can do no evil. And the bottom line is you've got people running both these institutions. And you know what? The most evil people tend to rise to the top of these institutions.
And then they get together and they work together in a public-private partnership, and you have what's called fascism. I guess we shouldn't really be concerned about IG Farben working with the Nazis to gas people, because, you know, IG Farben, they were very effective in terms of competition within the chemical industry. They were able to get to the top. They were able to do it very efficiently. And, you know, they had private corporations that Hitler had could help him to make the economy cook along. You know, the military-industrial complex there, they made the trains run on time. They got the bombers out and so forth. He knew, and he said that the difference between the National Socialists that Hitler had and the communists that Stalin had, he said his mistake was to nationalize everything at first. We're going to use the private industry to help us. It's a cooperation. We're going to let them make profits, and then they're going to build the weapons for us. So, well, that's what Google is doing right now. They're building the weapons for the military-industrial complex that wants to control our speech, wants to take away our First Amendment here in this country. And they will cooperate with them to do that. And so, you know, just let them profit because they do it so effectively. And that's what's really going to happen. So in this article from Reason Magazine, they even talk about Gohmert, talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, how they inflamed the attack on the Family Research Council by a shooter that the Southern Poverty Law Center had labeled as a hate organization. Why? Because they supported traditional marriage between a man and a woman. That made them a hate organization, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. So this guy goes there to shoot him up. Then they labeled an anti-Muslim extremist group, Quilliam, as a pro-jihadist organization. And then they had to pay earlier this year. They had to pay them millions of dollars in compensation. And so he goes, you're using these people, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that have done things like this as your go-to source. You're using Wikipedia as your go-to source. And Reason's comment on all this was to say, Gohmert's comments, which parallel similar ones made by other conservatives like Ted Cruz, are troubling. You find that troubling when Gohmert points out the danger and the bias of using Southern Poverty Law Center and Wikipedia as your unimpeachable sources of information. Reason says, well, to make accusations like that, that's troubling because they essentially recast private platforms as the equivalent of government-regulated broadcast networks. And they said there is little to no solid evidence that platforms such as Facebook are in fact screwing over people espousing political viewpoints at odds with the owners or workers there. I say to Reason, get your head out of the sand or from wherever else you have firmly implanted it in your anatomy and take a look at what's going on. What a bunch of idiots. And I don't know if they're idiots or if they are shills for Google. You know, one of the Democrats, Jerry Nadler, says all this stuff, he sounds just like Reason. Isn't it interesting that you see Reason and Jerry Nadler and the military-industrial complex all on the same side here on this? Jerry Nadler says this is a fairy tale. It's a fantasy. It is a right-wing conspiracy. And yet, as he's talking to them about his fantasy, his conspiracy theory about Russian collusion, Sundar says, well, we undertook a very thorough investigation in 2016. We know of two main Russian accounts that were linked to Russia, which advertised on Google for about $4,700 in advertising. $4,700 in advertising. That froze the election, right? You know, Nadler himself got $26,400. He got 5.5 times as much as the Russians paid. So you think the Russians bought influence? Maybe Google bought influence with Nadler. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But
Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is Red Pill Plus, now with energy, is 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sale ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Right, I've talked a lot about this Google hearing yesterday in free speech. I've got one more thing I want to say, and I want to hammer this point home because I said it as we were going to break. Jerry Nadler, the guy who's taking the lead in terms of coming after President Trump, at least one of them, taking a big lead in terms of coming after him. And he was there trying to run cover for Google as Google's CEO was testifying on Capitol Hill. And so he asked the Google CEO, trying to push this Russian conspiracy theory, which is, again, a conspiracy theory. It is a fantasy of the Democrats. And he says, haven't you found, the Russians get involved in this election in 2016? And we know that Google got involved in the election in 2018, censoring media throughout the United States, saying we're going to make sure that 2016 doesn't happen again in 2018. And they sure made sure of that. They violated election rules, making silent donations and so forth, as they put it, and their internal emails. Nevertheless, the Google CEO said, no, we only found $4,700 in Russian advertising. $4,700. We have an article up on Infowars.com. Democrat who called the conservative bias a fantasy, Jerry Nadler. He said, big tech bias against conservatives is nothing but a right-wing conspiracy. It is a fantasy, he said. His opening statement, he said, it's a fantasy dreamed up by some conservatives and a right-wing conspiracy. But as Jack Posobiec pointed out, and he took the screenshot of Open Secrets. Open Secrets is a website that goes through and looks at donations made to politicians. And according to Open Secrets, his top donor was Alphabet. That's the parent company of Google. The top donor to Jerry Nadler, who is out there saying all this idea that Google is rigging things for the Democrats, that's just a right-wing conspiracy theory. It's a fantasy. And yet, he got $26,400. As Jack said, he's a paid puppet of Google. So let me ask you, you know, let's ask Jerry Nadler, as I tweeted out this morning. I said, so if Russia rigged the election with Google with $4,700, buying influence and rigging the election with $4,700, do you think that maybe $26,400, 5.6 times the amount of money that Google gave Jerry Nadler, can rig Jerry Nadler? Of course it can. Of course it can. And as a matter of fact, if you go through and look at the donations from Alphabet, the parent company of Google, you see that 87% of the money that they gave was to Democrats, 13% to Republicans. No political bias there whatsoever, right? I think it's interesting that even a Russian troll farm now is suing Facebook for censorship. The Federal Agency of News, FAN, has accused Facebook of acting in concert with the U.S. Department of Justice to rid the platform of Russian language accounts. Their U.S.-focused website, usareally.com, has also been blocked on Facebook, Google, and Twitter. The company says it's part of a witch hunt against Russians, and so these people who have been labeled a troll farm are suing these companies for censorship. Let's take a look at something that's a little bit lighter here. Let's take a look at some headlines that might sound like they're from the Babylon Bee, but they're actually not. This one that came out yesterday on Drudge Report. Firefighters to the rescue after a German chocolate factory spill. They said about a ton of chocolate ran out of the yard and onto the street. Firefighters close off the street, and they shovel the chocolate to one side before a specialist cleaning company cleaned the road. I looked at it. They've got companies that specialize in cleaning chocolate off the streets in Germany? Is this the common occurrence? Maybe it's Oompa Loompas. I don't know what's going on there. But then this one is even more like a Babylon Bee story. This is out of PJ Media. Students demand comedian sign a safe space contract ahead of a charity event. This is at the University of London. They were going to have a comedy night in January. But they put together a behavioral agreement for the comedians to sign as a precondition. And one of the comedians is a Russian-born free speech advocate, Konstantin Kissin. And this is what the agreement said. Attached is a short behavioral agreement form that we will ask you to sign on the day in order to avoid problems. This comedy night aims to provide a safe space for everyone to share and to listen to comedy. This contract has been written to ensure an environment where joy, love, and acceptance are reciprocated by all. By signing this contract, you are agreeing to our no-tolerance policy. Our no-tolerance policy. I thought these people were all about tolerance, right? Oh, that's right. Only the things that they like. Yeah, they're very intolerant. The most intolerant people we find. Our no-tolerance policy with regards to racism, sexism, classism, ageism, ableism, homophobia, biphobia. What is biphobia? I have no idea. Transphobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia, or anti-religion or anti-atheism. You can't be anti-atheism or anti-religion. I don't know. Where, how do you find a wiggle room to say anything with these people at the University of London? And so the Russian comedian, Konstantin Kissin, said, I couldn't believe it. But then I remembered what happened to Nimesh Patel, that story from last week. Remember the guy, the Saturday Night Live comedian? He told a joke, and I looked at the joke, and I thought he was actually trying to take the side of homosexuals and blacks. And he's like, I know that it's not a choice being homosexual because, you know, you got black homosexuals. They wouldn't go for two problems, that type of thing. And they were so triggered by that that they rushed the stage. They took away his microphone and they publicly denounced him like the little Marxists that they are. And he goes, wow. And then I remembered, I saw this and I thought this was a joke, said the comedian. This agreement from the University of London. But then I remember that story about the Saturday Night Live writer last week. And then Jerry Seinfeld saying that he doesn't play colleges. Why? Because these people can't take a joke. And it's not just that they don't have any perspective on things, folks. We have to understand that the reality of this is that we are creating on these college campuses, as Michael Snyder said. Here's a headline from his article. The next generation of America's thought police is being birthed at our college campuses. That's right, folks. We are creating, and it is by design. You have to understand, it is by design. They're teaching all of these speech rules, all of this microaggression stuff and censorship stuff. It is basically not just controlling our speeches, to control us. And they are creating the United Stasi of America, and you can spell America with a K. We're turning into a nation of snitches and thought police. And that's exactly what they had in East Germany. We don't want that kind of authoritarian society. And as I've said before, I think perhaps the most important thing that President Trump has done is to be a constant trigger to these people, to push back against political correctness, to be as rude and in their face as possible. I think we can't underestimate the importance of that. I think we all need to do that. I think we need to intentionally offend them. Just to take back our free speech, because there is no such thing as free speech if you don't have the freedom to offend. That's the essence of this. It is the essence of comedy as well, quite frankly. To be able to poke fun at the idiosyncrasies of an individual or of a group or of anything. To be able to poke fun at those idiosyncrasies. You can't poke fun at anything, especially idiosyncrasies. He said, as I pointed out, they picked the wrong guy with this person. You know, do they not even know who this guy is? He's got a podcast, it's called Trigonometry, where he criticizes the social justice warriors and the academics who are pushing this kind of social Marxism and censorship. So this is a guy, he's got a podcast called Trigonometry, and they sent him an agreement saying he won't talk about anything. He should go there and do a mime instead of a comedian act. He should just get up there, you know, pretend like he's fenced in a glass wall, because that's what these people want. That's the only thing they'll accept. You can't say anything to them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Our grandparents and great grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's the 12 days of Christmas sale. We have at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 75% off. Massive discounts. A minimum of 50% off on our InfoWars Life products. We got 50% off storable food. We have double Patriot points. We have free shipping store-wide. And you get a free shirt with every order. Free t-shirt. Today, we're not telling you what the free t-shirt is. It's going to be a mystery. Just place an order and you'll find out. And then we have 24-hour special. Today's 24-hour special is 60% off Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. That's the way you get around the tactics of people like Sundar and Google who want to shut down your free speech and take control of the Internet, and those who want to give it to them on a silver platter. Just go directly to InfoWarsStore.com. We still have a website. They haven't taken that down yet. And we have great products for you. As a matter of fact, as I've said before, it's time to start thinking about ways that you can help people with your gifts instead of just giving them trinkets that blink and flash and make noises. Yeah, that stuff is fun, but this is an opportunity that you can give people to help them get started on things that are going to make them feel better, that are going to make them healthier in the new year. Wouldn't that be great? So anyway, take a look at the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our 12 days of Christmas, every day, a 24-hour special, but up to 75% off and free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Maybe it's cold outside. Yeah, that's now become, I think it's going to be the song of the season this year. A song that was pretty much forgotten, until a California radio station banned it. And then people pushed back on it, and now they're reversing their bans, one after the other. Although, I don't know, it may be too late. We've got stations all across the United States and Canada that have now been triggered by the snowflakes and are banning Baby It's Cold Outside. Now, it is a cold war on our speech is really what it's about. The Denver radio station, KOSI, reversed their ban after they found 95% of the people in a poll wanted it back. And so this is starting to happen even at the station that originally banned it. They're pulling it back. But as I saw that Stormy Daniels has now been ordered to pay President Trump $293,000 in lawyer fees and $1,000 in sanctions after the frivolous lawsuit that her attorney Avenatti filed, the defamation lawsuit. And it had originally been $390,000 that the that Trump's attorney had asked for. The judge took it down to $293,000 plus $1,000 in sanctions. And so I thought, wow, how's she going to be able to pay for this? And I thought, that's right. Well, of course, the obvious way, okay, is the way that she and Avenatti typically make their money, which is by prostitution. But if the two of them don't want to prostitute themselves anymore, maybe what they could do is perform this new hit that everybody loves, Baby It's Cold Outside. I mean, I'd pay to see the two of them do Baby It's Cold Outside, wouldn't you? I'd love to see them do that. Or, you know, Bill and Hillary Clinton could do that. Because, you know, baby, it is cold outside the White House. They can't get in the White House. They're stuck outside. They can't sell tickets to their tour. Maybe Bill and Hillary could start adding. They could promise that as part of their tour, instead of them just standing up and giving a very boring speech about themselves, maybe they could do something that's a little bit entertaining. Maybe Bill and Hillary could do Baby It's Cold Outside. Maybe they could work in some of his affairs and sexual assaults and rapes into that somehow. I don't know. I mean, wouldn't that be interesting to see them do that? Maybe they could kind of make the whole thing into some kind of musical. Funny thing happened on the way to the White House. I lost. What happened on the way to the White House? A funny thing happened. I lost. You know, they could work in all the old Broadway classics, you know, try to remember a time in September when all the polls said I was winning. And then just follow me. I'm with her. Actually, she's going to run again, according to Mark Penn, a longtime aide of the Clintons. He said, Hillary Clinton has an unfinished mission to be the first female president. And she also has a personal grievance against Donald Trump. Well, you know what? It's going to take more than that. It's going to take a lot more than that. The creator Delbert, said, when I interviewed him, he said, look, you know, Scott Adams said, just in the slogans that they had, you know, Trump's was make America great again. He had a vision for the country. It wasn't focused on him. Make America great again. Hillary's was, I'm with her. It's all about me. It's my turn. I have a mission. Vote for me. I'm a woman and so forth. And so this is what the people that are still around her that still don't get it. Penn was a senior aide to Clinton and her husband from 1995 to 2008. He put in 13 years with those people. How did he do that? That's what I want to know. Write your memoir and tell us how you could do 13 years with them. And, of course, when you look at this $100 million wedding that's being conducted by India's richest man, I guess he's even richer than Sundar. He's got a 27-story private building that they've taken over. They've had 5 days of celebrations. He got private concerts being given by Beyonce. And then he's got VIPs like Hillary Clinton showing up. Now, that was probably a big ticket item. Remember when people said, Hillary Clinton was at your daughter's wedding? And Donald Trump said, I paid her to be there. I wonder how much this Indian billionaire is paying Hillary Clinton to be there. Maybe she's getting a little bit extra there. I don't know. But I was talking yesterday about MKUltra. And since we're talking about the Clintons, I wanted to go back and play something for you that I think is very serious and very important for you to understand. At the beginning of the Clinton administration, information came out that was actually put in. You can find the book. It's called The Plutonium Files, Whistleblowers. They found in Massachusetts, in a Massachusetts school, there were 73 disabled children that were spoon-fed radioactive isotopes along with their morning oatmeal. In an upstate New York hospital, an 18-year-old woman, believing that she was being treated for a pituitary disorder, was injected with plutonium by doctors from the Manhattan Project. At a Tennessee prenatal clinic, 829 pregnant women were served what they thought were vitamin cocktails, but in actuality, they contained radioactive iron. Radioactive iron. In 1945, the seismic power of atomic energy was already well known to researchers, but the effects of radiation on human beings were not. This is from the description of the book, The Plutonium Files, on Amazon.com. And so these types of experiments are being conducted against people. I mean, we've had this type of thing. This is not an isolated incident. The stuff that we saw with the MK Ultra stuff was not an isolated incident. What they did to Frank Olson was not an isolated incident. But of course, we always get these files released 50, 60, 70 years down the road. We find out about the Tuskegee syphilis, quote-unquote, experiments that were conducted on black people. We find that out about that decades later. And then whenever they put this stuff out, it's like, oh, but don't worry. Your government is different now. We would never do anything like that now. That's right. Except that, you know, we'd just had the Nuremberg trials, hadn't we? I mean, all this happened right after World War II ended. And we had just tried and executed some of the Nazi doctors who had experimented on people without their consent. Others of them, we brought back in Operation Paperclip, and they became the core of our biological and chemical weapons programs. One of the things that Frank Olson got caught up in. And so I want to play for you Bill Clinton and his admission with this, because folks, he put through the Telecommunications Act of 1996, and they knew at the time, they already had research with that, showing what these cell phone towers could do to people. And think about this as they begin to put out 5G. But here's Bill Clinton, just before he signed the 1996 Telecommunications Act that said you can't have any health concerns about towers. Here he is talking about how he's so sorry that they experimented on Americans with radiation.
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place at hospitals, universities, and military bases around our nation. The goal was to understand the effects of radiation exposure on the human body. While most of the tests were ethical by any standards, some were unethical, not only by today's standards, but by the standards of the time in which they were conducted. They failed both the test of our national values and the test of humanity. Informed consent means your doctor tells you the risk of the treatment you are about to undergo. In too many cases, informed consent was withheld. Americans were kept in the dark about the effects of what was being done to them. The deception extended beyond the test subjects themselves to encompass their families and the American people as a whole. For these experiments, we're kept secret.
All right, we're going to give you the rest of this. It's just a couple more statements, and we're just a little bit out of time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is Red Pill Plus, now with energy, is 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Americans were kept in the dark about the effects of what was being done to them. The deception extended beyond the test subjects themselves to encompass their families and the American people as a whole. For these experiments were kept secret, and they were shrouded not for a compelling reason of national security, but for the simple fear of embarrassment.
Oh, that's right. Okay, kept secret for the compelling reason of national security, not for that reason. You know, because national security, that's a compelling reason, right? But for the simple fear of embarrassment. That's amazing. National security is compelling? Tell that to Hillary. She wasn't too compelled to take care of national security. Of course, she gets a pass on any violation of national security, even though she violated it at the highest level that anybody ever has. By putting up her little private server that said ClintonEmails.com. Come and get it right here. Big neon sign, not even trying to hide it. Unsecured, stuff that was far above top secret was lost. And yet, that same Justice Department, Comey and others, would come after a sailor who merely took pictures of his bunk. Oh, that stuff was born confidential. It didn't have any stamps on it that said classified confidential. It was born confidential. Well, her conversations with foreign leaders were born above top secret. And of course, many of the documents that she had on there had been classified with stamps and so forth. Nevertheless, you know, national security, is that a compelling reason to experiment on people? I mean, even if that was the case, you look at his statement here as he's apologizing for the radiation experiments that were done in the 1940s after World War II, part of the Manhattan Project, again, coming in and injecting people with plutonium, giving pregnant women radioactive iron, 829 of them, giving disabled children radioactive material with their oatmeal just to see what would happen to them. I mean, this is Nazi science, folks. This is what we got into when we brought back the people as part of Operation Paperclip. This is what your government is. Don't think that this is stopped because this is 40 or 50 years ago. That's only when it's safe for them to release the information and do a mea culpa and then pretend that it isn't going on again. And so were they simply embarrassed? He says it was for the simple fear of embarrassment. Were these people embarrassed? They had engaged in criminal activity for which people in Nuremberg had just been executed or imprisoned. To experiment on people, to give them deadly stuff like, you can't get informed consent to do things like that to people. To give radioactive material to disabled children and pregnant women. You can't, according to the Nuremberg Code, you cannot get signed consent. Nobody can ever give their consent for that kind of an experiment. So he says, well, simple fear of embarrassment. They were not embarrassed, they were hiding crimes, which his wife would go on to do. Hiding the crimes that she committed against the compelling reason of national security, the compelling reason that has been used to take away all of our freedoms. But it gets actually worse than that. Because, again, in 1986, with Reagan and Bush, and again, at that point in time, I think George H.W. Bush had an outsides influence there in the Reagan White House. Reagan was fading mentally. I think he probably never was in as much charge of the White House as George H.W. Bush, the insider. But by 1986, they passed the bill that gave the vaccine companies immunity from any damage that they would do to people. They came to Reagan and they said, we're going to be out of business if you don't give us immunity. 10 years later, Bill Clinton, after he made this speech, then gave the telecommunications industry the capability to do a massive experiment on all of us. When we come back, I'll tell you what he knew and what you should know and what they're about to do with 5G. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I just played for you Bill Clinton's speech in the early 90s, saying, you know, 50 years ago, and it was horrible that they did it. We would never do this type of thing. They were experimenting, giving disabled children radiation for breakfast, you know, radioactive material for breakfast. They were experimenting with almost 900 pregnant women, giving them radiation, irradiating them, doing it without informed consent. And, of course, according to the Nuremberg Code, you can't give informed consent for things that are that harmful. And he said, well, they covered it up because they were embarrassed and so forth. No, they were committing crimes. They were war criminals. We had brought back war criminals as part of Operation Paperclip. But Bill Clinton, in 1996, signed the Telecommunications Act. Now, a key provision of the Telecommunications Act was that you could not object to cell phone tower clusters on the basis of health. Only if you maintained that it was detrimental and its appearance, and would affect your property values. Then you could have something to say, but they basically pretended that the Ninth and Tenth Amendment don't apply, and they said, all you state and local governments, you don't have any say-so over where we're going to put cell phone towers. And so we had situations where you had cancer clusters of children, because they would locate in a small neighborhood up in New York. They did this. They had a cancer cluster of children, many times higher than other children in similar circumstances. They had a massive cell phone tower that they put 50 feet outside the school. These kids were constantly being bombarded with this. But Bill Clinton took care of that. He made sure that nobody could object to that in 1996, 10 years after they gave the vaccine manufacturers immunity from any damage that they caused to people. And what did they know in 1996? Was it ignorance? No, actually, the Polish military published a study in 1996. It was a study that had gone over a 14-year period from 1971 to 1985. So they'd known about this for quite some time. They made it public 11 years later, the year that Bill Clinton signed this. The Polish military study, they found cancer morbidity in subjects that were occupationally exposed to high frequency. That'd be radio frequency, microwave, electromagnetic radiation. The Military Center for Radiation Safety studied the cancer death rates for all military personnel. That was about 128,000 persons each year for a 14-year period in Poland. Now that's a giant study. 128,000 people a year over a 14-year period. And what did they find? Two times as likely to develop brain tumors.
14 times more likely to develop chronic leukemia of blood-forming organs, 8.6 times more likely to develop leukemia of the bone marrow, 6 times more likely to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphomas. So what does Bill Clinton do with the Telecommunications Act? He takes out anybody's ability to have an objection to cell phone tower clusters. Then, after that, we've had other studies. That's not an isolated study. There's a German study in 2004. The influence of being physically near to a cell phone transmission mast on the incidence of cancer. That was a 10-year study that was conducted from 1994 to 2004. It revealed that living within 400 meters of a cell tower increased the risk of developing cancer by 300%, three times. An Israeli study of 2004 increased incidence of cancer near a cell phone transmitter station, a cell tower. That study indicated an association between an increased incidence of cancer and living in proximity of a cell tower. Those living near a cell tower were four times more likely to develop cancer. Do you see a pattern here? Three times, four times, five times, all within the same area here. Studies from Israel, studies from Poland, studies from Germany, studies from Australia, 2003, decreased rate of survival for childhood leukemia and proximity to television towers. Study reflected that survival rates of children with leukemia increasingly dropped the closer they lived to an RF-emitting TV antenna. And there's been many more. There's been court cases like that one I mentioned in New York where they put the cell phone tower cluster right outside the elementary school. That was thrown out because of the Telecommunications Act that Bill Clinton signed in 1996. Now, because of that, they're getting ready to roll out a system called 5G. These 5G antennas will be lower power, but higher frequency. But they will also be closer to you. Remember that when you're talking about radiation, it decreases in intensity a square of the distance. These 5G antennas are going to be placed in very, very close proximity all throughout our cities. You will not be able to escape being present to it. But of course, it's going to give you really fast internet. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? And so they're going to put these things everywhere and roll these things out everywhere. And the question is, you know, when we look at that, they tell us that this is for the smart cities. We've got to have 5G for the smart cities. We've got a big fight going on right now between the U.S. and China because they don't want the Chinese government to have the capability to spy on you. That's what this is for. They're going to give you a high. We've already had studies done with 5G. And they found out that even though the power is less because the frequency is much, much higher, it is qualitatively different. And they found that it increases brain tumors and I think it was heart tumors, internal organs. But don't worry, because it mainly affects males. Isn't that interesting? Mainly affects males. So we don't need to worry about that because we all hate males, right? Males are bad. It's not okay to be male. It's not okay to be white. And we can make sure that the males, at least, we can take care of that part of it by giving the males exposure to 5G. Verizon is getting ready to give early leave to more than 10,000 employees as they're preparing for 5G technology to take center stage, says Daily Mail. I don't know why they need 10,400 employees fewer because they're going to be putting out 5G technology. I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to pay the increased health care cost. We should be very concerned about this, folks. This is a massive experiment that is being conducted on us, just like the experiment that Bill Clinton talked about that was being done. They irradiated people. There's different types of radiation, right? Just as the MK Ultra experiments where they're implanting electrodes in the brains of dogs to control them. This whole thing is a control grid technology. They want to spy on you, and it is a closed loop. They want to make sure that they have a narrative. They're going to control what is said. They're not going to let you see or hear anything that they say is evil or anything that points out how evil they are. You're not going to be allowed to speak. They're going to control your speech on social media. And then they have the capability by watching everything that you do. See, that 5G is the enabling technology to give us what the Chinese are doing to their own citizens right now. The biometric, constant watching, the omnipresent, omniscient government
that we don't want to have in this country? They have to have 5G for that. Now, see, the American government, the Trump administration, is fighting to make sure that the Chinese are not omniscient and omnipresent here in America. But they want to be omniscient and omnipresent here in America. And they don't care what the health effects are for you. They don't care what the effects are on your privacy, on your liberty, on your human rights. And this is all part of the UN 2030 agenda. We have to put everybody into the cities and, you know, take away your car and so forth because we've got to save the environment. It's always the excuse for every bit of tyranny. Because of the environment, just fill in the blank as to whatever you want. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at Theresa May. Kind of hilarious what happened to her. She actually got locked into a German car as she's going around on her apology tour of the EU, begging for a deal. I mean, things are coming to a head today in the UK. They're going to have a vote up or down of no confidence in their staff trying to get her out of the car. Went on for about 10 seconds while Merkel was waiting there on the red carpet. The question people said is, why did security services put on the child protective lock? Yeah, that's a question. Why'd they do that? Can't get in there. Can't get her out. I guess you got to watch out for her. She's not really all there anymore, so we got to get those child protection locks on for her. But she's locked into that car just like she's trying to lock the UK into the EU. We'll be right back. Stay with her.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalist. So let's say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential, and down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshipers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Theresa may have a little bit more time on her hands to watch Christmas specials soon. It looks like they may be having a vote, well, they will be having a vote of no confidence later today. We'll tell you what that may mean. But of course, first let's give you a little bit of background as to what's going on. We haven't talked about this much on this program. Maybe you followed it. Maybe you've been following American politics. Of course, she came up with the program, the agreement with the EU as to how to get out and what they call a soft exit. That would be something that is where they have terms and agreements and it's a friendly parting of the ways, let's say. And yet what they had there that was intolerable to people of pretty much both parties, as Nigel Farage points out, by 2-1, it won't pass because the voters oppose it. A new poll came out and said by a 2-1 margin, people do not like what she's come up with. Why not? Well, it's got what they call the Irish backstop. You have Northern Ireland and you have the independent Southern Ireland. Northern Ireland is part of the UK. And Ireland proper wants to stay in the EU. Northern Ireland wants to be a part of the UK. So then that creates a situation where there's a border. And is that going to be a hard or a soft border? And what they're saying is, well, we'll kind of punt this issue down the road a couple of years. And, if we can't come up with an agreement at that point in time, then you won't be able to leave the EU. Oh, well, okay, says Theresa May. That sounds reasonable. Everybody else in the UK says, no, it doesn't. It sounds like they're going to use that to shut down Brexit completely. And so then what you have is the possibility in about 100 days that they're going to have a hard Brexit, which means that that's just it. We just break off. There's no agreement about trade or citizenship or any of that other kind of stuff. It just comes abruptly. And a lot of people don't want to have that either. So the question is, what are they going to do? Because as you look at the EU, Jean-Claude Juncker of the EU, president of the EU, is saying, we will not renegotiate the deal. That's the best deal you're going to get. Take it or leave it. Theresa May is pretending that she's going to be able to get something done by traveling around to all these different EU officials. And yet, most people believe that what she's going to do is try to run the clock out. Say, well, I'm working on it. We're going to get something new. Get right up to the time limit where that will trigger a hard Brexit and say to people, look, I couldn't get anything. I tried, but I couldn't get anything done. It's either going to be a hard Brexit or you're going to take this bad deal and try to push it over on them that way. And so as part of this, I guess we could call it the apology tour or whatever, or the song and dance that she's going through, give people an idea of what's going on with it. And quite frankly, I think that really is a strategy. Here's evidence that that really is a strategy. Switzerland is not officially in the European Union. They have trade and economic agreements with the European Union. But of course, remember that the trade and economics aspect of this was just the first step towards a full political union. That was the purpose of all this. They wanted to create three regional areas in the world. They wanted Europe unified politically. They wanted Asia unified politically. They want the North American Union, and that's ultimately a political entity. They begin all of these different consolidations with trade agreements. and economics and so forth. And they gradually consolidate it more and more until they get to a political union. So you have an agreement with Switzerland, and the banks and the stock exchanges are putting pressure. They're using the banks and the stock exchanges to pressure Switzerland into joining the European Union, taking the next political step. The Swiss are wisely reluctant to do that. But they're telling them, you don't do this, and we're going to cut you off in terms of stock markets. We're going to cut you off in terms of banking and so forth, threatening them that way. And that was going to be happening at about the same time this hard Brexit was going to happen. They can't be seen doing the same kind of strong-arm tactics to the Swiss and the British at the same time. So what they've done is they've given Switzerland now 6 months, not 3 months, to agree on this new treaty. So you agree on this. So first we'll take care of the UK, then we'll come after you with the strong-arm tactics. I mean, that ought to be a warning sign to people in Britain as well as Switzerland. They don't want to be a part of the European Union, those dictators there. And so I think that's really what's going on. So you have Theresa May, and she goes, of course, to Germany, because Germany is really the effective power in this consolidated unit. The Fourth Reich, I think we should start calling the EU. Hitler had his Third Reich. It's going to be the third European powerhouse there. This is the Fourth Reich. They hatched the plans for the unified currency 10 years to the date after the first and at the site of the last Nazi victory of World War II. At that site, 10 years to the day, and their meeting, they said, we'll have a unified currency. We'll have the euro, not just a trading zone. So this is a German a plan for German dominance of the European Union. But, of course, the French think that they're going to be, you know, quislings like Emmanuel Moron think that they could get that as well. He might, you know, he's got the allies with the Rothschilds that he used to work for. But as Theresa May goes to Germany to meet Angela Merkel, she gets stuck in the car. She can't even get out of the car, let alone out of the European Union. There's some video of her. She pulls up on the red carpet, and for 10 full seconds, they are trying to get her out of the car. Somebody forgot to take off the child locks or something, and poor Theresa was stuck in there. She had to exit on that side, and they couldn't find anything to do about that. So she gets boxed in for a full 10 seconds there. And then when she gets back to Britain, she is going to have a no-confidence vote that is going to be scheduled today. This is a clip of her trying to explain to the House of Commons her Brexit deal. I want you to hear the response of the people as she's explaining this to them. Here's Theresa, and it is May Day for Theresa May today. Here she is explaining this to the House of Commons.
Had 3 days of debate on the withdrawal agreement, setting out the terms of our departure from the EU and the political declaration setting out our future relationship after we have left. I've listened very carefully to what has been said in this chamber and out of it.
You're laughing at it.
To what has been said in this chamber and out of it by members from all sides. From listening to those views, it is clear that while there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal,
there is no support.
On one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern. As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
All right, so we're not going to have a vote because if I had a vote, my Brexit plan would lose. And so then as a result of that, they said, okay, well, then we'll have a vote on you and see whether or not we have any confidence in you. So this morning, you had the guy as part of the Conservative Party. He received 48 lawmakers who had asked for a vote of no confidence that exceeds the 15% trigger. So they will have a vote in Parliament today between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. their time. If she loses the confidence vote, she'll have to step down. If she wins, however, she'll be able to stay there for another year without a challenge. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you.
Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is Red Pill Plus, now with energy, is 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 2018 has been an incredible year. And as we prepare to close it out, I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds, it's The David Knight Show.
Christmas could come early. We have a no-confidence vote happening in the UK for Theresa May. Tomorrow, there is a no-confidence vote for Emmanuel Macron in France. Leftist MPs said the vote scheduled for tomorrow, for Thursday, is a result of 18 months of fiscal injustice. They called out the French president. They said that he has radically changed direction. This is a guy who somehow convinced the socialists that he wasn't a Rothschild banker, he wasn't a globalist, he was a socialist on their side.
And of course, it's not too hard to do, to convince a socialist of this type of stuff. But what is happening is this is all backfired on him. And again, remember, I'll remind you of what Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com, said when we talked about this. He said the confiscatory taxes that were imposed by Emmanuel Moron are only half of what the UN is demanding. And you see what has happened there in France. And so to buy them off, he said, okay, forget about the taxes. And we will, we'll take that off. We'll take that off. And, we're going to, do some more spending to help you guys. We'll give you some more welfare stuff. It's a little bit too late at this point. They're not buying it. He boiled the frogs and they are boiling mad. And so as a result now, here's the interesting thing. You know, Italy has been on the list to take down by the globalists. They said, oh, you know, Italy, those people who woke up to our agenda, we're going to throttle them completely because their deficit is too high. Well, guess what? With this new French budget that Emmanuel Moron has just put out, they have a bigger deficit than the Italians do. And so they have a bigger problem. They become a bigger problem for the EU fiscally than the Italians. EU is putting pressure on Italy because they have a deficit that's equivalent to 2.4% of their GDP next year. But if this French budget goes through, according to the French budget minister, it will cause them to have a deficit that's not 2.4% of GDP like the Italians, but 3.4%, 50% higher. So they are now the new sick man of Europe. He can't please the bankers and he can't please the socialists. And you've got the yellow vests saying they're going to have a fifth weekend coming up, which is why when you look at this situation with the shooting that happened in Strasbourg, France, people are asking, was this a false flag or was it a Muslim war against Christians? We had the guy who did the shooting, and they had three people killed in an attack on a Christmas market yesterday. 13 people injured. I think that is the latest count. We have seen various counts. I've seen four people killed, but I've seen it taken down. So I'm not sure if those were, which one of these are correct. But it appears that the correct number at this point is three people killed, 13 injured. And again, Strasbourg, France is where the European Parliament is based. They were put down on lockdown following the shooting. The person who did it is an Islamist, and he was shouting Allahu Akbar, which doesn't mean God is great. It means my God is greater than your God, and I'm going to prove it by killing you people. That's what the Islamicists are about. He was born in Strasbourg, not just born in France. He was born in that town. He's 29 years old. And as I've said before, they always like to say, oh, well, this guy is a native Frenchman and so forth. No, he's not. He doesn't share their culture. He doesn't share their religion. He doesn't share their values. These are the second generation of immigrants that have been brought in. And they have not seen what their parents left. They despise this country because their parents have kept them isolated in this Islamic ghetto. They haven't adapted. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want to be a part of the culture and the economy that they go to. So these kids grow up in a ghetto situation and they get very angry and very radicalized. And they are the most dangerous of all. They're more dangerous than the people who have come into the country. It's the second generation that becomes more dangerous. He has a criminal record. He was also designated as a threat to the state on the security services watch list. He escaped the area with a gun and a knife. He escaped in a taxi. He bragged to the taxi driver, who has since talked to police. He bragged the taxi driver that he'd killed 10 people. He said he had been injured in the firefight with soldiers. Last I saw him, I don't think anything has changed. He is still at large. Again, he was born and raised in Strasbourg. He was suspected of being radicalized, they said. They put him on a terror watch list. He was known to intelligence services as a potential security risk. He had been sentenced to 2 years in prison back in 2011 for a knife attack on a 16-year-old. He had been sent to jail by court in the German town of Singen for a violent robbery in Germany. After serving that sentence, he was deported to France. That's one of the reasons why the Germans have sealed the border. They're afraid he's going to come back into Germany. One of the few people, one of the few Islamicists that they care to keep out. Police had intended to arrest him in connection with an armed robbery, another crime, yet another crime. So he had committed multiple crimes, again, a knife attack on a 16-year-old, an armed robbery in Germany. He was wanted for an armed robbery. They were going to go arrest him, they said. And then they went to his house, and he wasn't there. And he was out doing the attack on the Christmas market. And so somebody that's very well known to them, they left him in place. And so you have a lot of people saying, this, we think, is a false flag to get people distracted from the Yellow Vest protests. And Leo Zagami is one of the individuals who pointed that out. He said the Strasbourg location is seen by most Euroskeptics as the home of European technocracy. And it is. They split the seat of European government between Brussels, Belgium, and Luxembourg, and Strasbourg. And so so many people have been saying this, that the French Interior Ministry, the Secretary of State for the Interior Ministry, came out and said he was outraged by the idea that people would suggest that this was a false flag. Well, I would just say this. As I've said many times before, when we talk about a false flag can be a real event that is blamed on a different group for political purposes. It could be the government actually orchestrating and conducting the event. It could be them lying about what actually happened so they could use that. Or it could be a type of situation where you know that you've got a radical Islamicist, you know that he's about to do an attack, and you basically leave the viper, you put him loose in the bedroom. And then when he bites, I didn't cause that. I just left this, I brought this snake in, and I saw that he was getting very agitated, but I didn't remove him from your bedroom. Sorry he bit you. I'll make sure that we clear him out. And you know, we're going to have more money in order to catch all the snakes out here. You're going to have to give us more power, more money, a bigger government to catch all these snakes. It can be that type of thing. As a matter of fact, you know, we look at Pearl Harbor, even though George H.W. Bush blamed the America First people, said they flew escort with the Japanese fighters who attacked Pearl Harbor. That's what George H.W. Bush said on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. No, the people who really flew escort with them were the people with FDR, people that were high up with FDR, who knew that that attack was going to happen, who knew as it was happening, who shut down the information, who made sure that the people there, the soldiers and sailors there in Hawaii, were not aware of the attack that was coming. That is also a way of doing a false flag. And so, quite frankly, they could both be right. I mean, this guy is an Islamicist. He is a radicalized second-generation Islamicist. He desperately wants to kill these people because of who he is and his values. But then they think, you know, this could be something that we could use. Maybe we could use it to stop the revolution that these people are planning. And it is spreading. It is spreading. Even to Egypt, they're concerned. They're banning the sale of these yellow vests because they don't want this type of thing to happen in Egypt. We'll stay with us. Be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
It must be that Al Gore's coming. How could they be so confident that there would be snow? They must know that Al Gore is on the way. Yes, it's the Gore effect, as the New American points out. Everywhere that Al Gore goes as part of these climate summits on global warming, a blizzard is sure to follow. And that has happened now at the COP24 in Katowice, Poland. As I point out, as usual, the Gore effect strikes again all night and all day. It has been snowing in Katowice as delegates at the UN conference are freezing. There he is. Baby, it is cold outside. That's Al Gore for you right there. It happens every time. And, you know, that's the funny thing about that movie, you know, White Christmas. I mean, what was the thing? Oh, you know, it was global warming that was happening right there in Vermont. And everybody was, how is this going to, it's going to bankrupt the general and his hotel. You know, that was the plot of White Christmas and the Irving Berlin movie before that, Holiday Inn. You know, gotta have snow or we're going to be out of business. And at the last minute, the weather changed, as it always does. It must have been what you don't see in White Christmas is the fact that Al Gore was the one that was outside the barn as they open up the doors, and it's snowing finally, as they were going through this warming spell in Vermont. That was the whole point of the movie. And President Trump, I thought that was interesting. You know, when we talked about
the conference and the fact that this is the third time they've gone to the heart of coal country in Europe. Poland is the biggest producer of coal throughout Europe. And this place where they've held the conference is the center of all of that. And so they go there to do that. And the people there in that area have set up all kinds of exhibits touting how wonderful coal is. They're even offering coal soap to them, you know, as in clean coal. And President Trump trolled them as well. He sent a delegation to this UN climate summit touting the benefits of coal. He basically put a lump of coal in their Christmas stocking for the UN's Christmas stocking. And they did not like it. They stormed the stage with a banner that said, keep it in the ground. Yeah, they want to keep our economy grounded as well. You know, why wouldn't President Trump do this? Because after all, we have more coal than anybody else. I've talked many times about the nonsense that was taking place in Time magazine and Newsweek magazine in 1979. The big issue was we are out of oil. The covers, and I've shown the magazines, I saved them. I said, oh, this is peak idiocy. Little did I know what the world would be like 38 years later, but nearly 40 years later. It was not peak idiocy, but it was pretty stupid, and it was obviously stupid. They were telling everybody in 1979, this is the cover of the magazines that were going on. They had the charts. We were going to be out of oil and natural gas by the mid-80s. But coal, we were going to have for another 500 years. Why? Because we've got more coal in the United States than Saudi Arabia has oil. So why wouldn't President Trump promote the coal industry? We have the technology to burn it cleanly as well. Clean, cheap, abundant energy. So troll these idiots at the UN climate conference. Give them a lump of coal. That's exactly what they did. Good for him for doing that. We're going to talk about the fight at the border that happened, actually not at the border, but inside the White House in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the 12 days of Christmas sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 75% off many items. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. And we have a free T-shirt with every order. Today, we're not going to tell you what that T-shirt is. Place an order, you'll find out. It's a mystery. And we have a 24-hour special each day of these 12 days of Christmas sale. Today's special is the Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. And, of course, these other, we have some items that are up to 75% off, selected items. But we have the InfoWars Live products, for the most part, pretty much all of them are 50% off. We have 50% off many storable food supplies. Take a look at the specials. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 75% off, a free T-shirt with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, before we run out of time, let's play a clip of some of the back and forth. This went on for 15 or 20 minutes there in the White House. And, of course, it was President Trump taking on Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Vice President Pence was also there, but he was absolutely of no help. And again, I think it's kind of interesting. My take on this is not that, he doesn't say a word. He's looking very uncomfortable about all this because he doesn't want to fight for this. That's my take on it. I was not happy with it. I don't see him as the adult in the room. I see him as the appeaser in the room. But President Trump wasn't having any of it. Listen to this back and forth between Pelosi and Schumer and President Trump.
And then we have the easy one, the wall. That'll be the one that will be the easiest of all. What do you think, Chuck? Maybe not?
It's called funding the government, Mr. President.
I think American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown.
A government that won't protect our country is not worth anything.
You have the White House. You have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the vote. You should pass it.
No, we don't have the vote, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't. Excuse me. But I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Yeah, we still got Paul Ryan there, and he's open borders.
You can get it started that way.
It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
Mr. President, you have the White House. You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done, and the House would give me the vote if I wanted it, but I can't because I need, Nancy, I need 10 votes from Chuck.
All right, let me say something here.
Let me just say one thing. The fact is, we do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need border security. Nancy, we need border security. It's very simple.
Of course we do.
We need border security. People are pouring into our country, including terrorists.
Nancy doesn't believe we have a border.
We have 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm.
We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border
security. And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open.
We're going to keep it open if we have border security. If we don't have border security, Chuck, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are going to have border security.
And it's the same border. You're bragging about what has been done. We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good
same
now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a much bigger section
let's
with
debate,
more money.
Let's debate in private.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't
okay.
shut it down.
Thank you very much, everybody.
And that went on and on and on. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi gets out there and says, oh, it's all about his manhood. I was trying to be the mom, but he wants to get into a tinkle contest and so forth. Look, President Trump, I'm glad that he said that he would shut down the border if he needed to, shut down the government if he needed to. But he doesn't need to shut down the government. He needs to make the government work. You make the government work by making the government protect our borders. You have a mandate. You have a duty. You have the power as executive to protect our border. Call these people out on their hypocrisy. President Trump, you campaigned against these adventurous foreign wars that don't help us and don't help the countries that we go to. Things like Iraq that we were drug into under false pretenses. Nobody ever has a problem with this. The establishment Democrats and Republicans. They don't have a problem going to any other country, but they won't protect our border. You have the authority. You have command of the troops. You have the military budget. Why can we use the military budget to house these families after they cross the border, but we can't use the military budget to keep them from crossing the border in the first place? It's absurd. You don't have to have unanimous consent from every federal judge in order to do your job either. Now, he did say that he would use the military. I hope he will. He doesn't need to shut the government down. He needs to do his job as president, use the military to control the border. It's just that simple. Chuck Schumer saying, well, you had the same thing you had last year. Well, we have more than double the number of people coming in than we did last year. We had 3,000 people coming in just one day. We had a two-year-old they found by himself at the border. Now, this is kind of like what I talked about in Hong Kong. The parents wanted to go to Hong Kong Disney. They just got there. It was full. They just dropped their kid over the wall. Have a good day. That's what they're doing here. It's like Disneyland to foreign citizens, dropping their kids over the border. That's it for the show. Thanks for listening.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.